Yo, welcome back. You're listening to The Future Sports Talk Radio. We are Triple Toe Sports Podcast. It's your boy King Julio on the mic, and you know the vibes. You know who I'm with. White Mike's definitely in the building. What's up, White Mike?
Oh, man. Just back out on the road for this week. So I'm going to make a little bit of pocket change and enjoy not... Nah, nothing to enjoy.
There you go.
Sucks.
I mean, that was a great attempt at happiness or sounding happy. I know you don't want to be on that road, man. We know where you want to be.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of that, how's that going on? How's everyone at home?
Oh, man, everybody's good. Baby's getting big, so.
I know.
She thinks she's the boss.
She is the boss.
She's the boss.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
She is the boss. 100%.
So.
And you or the wife, you can't think or say anything about it. So
you can tell yourself a million times, it just won't be true.
Yeah, I never knew I'd get bullied by foot and a half tall person that can't even talk.
I think we told you this was going to happen.
Wait till she starts talking. Then you're really going to feel bad.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, when she comes up to me, she's like, Daddy. And everything else is gone.
I'm telling you, hey, dude, I'm just telling you, when she starts walking, just push her down one time. Just because. Give it make yourself feel better. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just like, I am bigger than you.
You got to let her know, you know, who runs.
Establish dominance. Boom. For a little bit.
Pee on her if you have to.
I don't know about that. I mean, we might consider the pushing down.
Pushing down one.
I was just joking.
Little,
was just
it ain't going to be hard. Just a little nut.
You know what I'm saying? Make it a sit on, you know, the ones that will fall like flat on our ass. What are those? You know.
Eat her last graham cracker. Something like that.
Just do something. Yeah.
Oh, now, if she's eating, she'll share with you.
Oh, okay. Nice.
That's nice.
If she's in the mood to.
Okay.
Nice.
Cool. But then sometimes you look at it and she's like, what you looking at?
Yeah, exactly. Nice. Yeah. She's getting it. All right. MIA1 from day one is definitely in the building. Hollow Point. What's up, my boy?
What up, man? What's going on?
Much. How you doing, man? How's everything in Hollow World?
Hollow World is going strong. Going all right. Everything's good, man.
Yeah.
Moving on. Trip 37 planned? Ready to go?
Not fully planned. We are working out the kinks.
Okay.
But
can we get a little bit?
Yeah, we might be headed up to, I think, Boston this year.
Oh. Okay.
We did this. I know. We discussed this last week.
Yeah, but it's probably going to be the New York. We're going to do both New York stadiums and then the Green Monster, just because of the stadium.
Right.
But then, of course, I got my graduate. It's graduation season for my family, so
right on.
My niece,
mm-hmm.
And my son, of course. Not to mention my sister just got her doctorate. Shout out to my sister.
Congratulations.
Doctorate in nursing practitioner.
Let's go.
So doctor, let's go. You call her Dr. Brooks from here on out. So
okay.
Call her whatever you want. Make sure you end that with the preface it with doctor.
There you go.
All I'm saying.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
That's my sister.
That's I'm proud, man.
Hey, should be, man. That's 100% great, man.
I couldn't have all those powers because I would be intolerable. I'm just saying. I would be intolerable. Look, that's doctor. Yeah.
Where?
Yeah. I work out. You're gonna call me by my name.
Yeah, you gonna put
iron this, you're gonna put it there.
I want all the letters.
Don't even abbreviate it.
Yeah. So but yeah, it's just graduation season, man. That's the first jump off, and then after that, we're gonna start hitting the road, man. Trying to see some stuff.
Have we had game one yet?
Yeah. We went out already to the Camden.
No, I meant for your son. Baseball season.
Oh yeah. We're I think they are 2-4. Now
we're six games in.
Yeah, they went fast. They went fast because they play two games during the week.
Wow.
And so it's two games during the week and then one on Saturday. So it's just it happens quickly.
See, that's how we played Little League ball. I mean,
yeah,
we didn't. What does he play?
Well, normally when he played 12U, his first games didn't start until May.
Oh, wow.
This league, it started like middle of April. So we was shot out of the cannon. He was, you know, it was kind of early. So I'm thankful for it. His last game is, I think, early June, like the 1st of June. So that's cool for me. But
hey, South Alabama, you should take lessons when it's – instead of playing when it's 100 degrees down there.
Right. Get it out of the way. Or burn your kids up.
Yeah. Exactly.
So does he play Ripken ball out there?
No, he just plays rec. Yep. Yeah, play travel.
All right,
yeah, go ahead, sir.
Sorry. My fault, man. All right, well, like, I would like to welcome everybody back to another episode of Truth Be Told Sports Podcast. I'm King Cooley. I'm here with White Mike and Hollow Point. We have a really, really good show lined up for you. We're going to talk the second round of the NBA as we're recording right now. The Indiana Pacers and the New York Knicks are in the third quarter. Pacers up 60-54 over the Knicks right now in game one of their second round matchup. But we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that series as well as the other series in the second round. We're going to talk a little MLB. We're going to discuss those City Connect jerseys. How do you guys feel about those City Connect jerseys? You like them?
I like them.
Right. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are upset about it, which is, I don't know. If you're a purist, I guess I guess I'll understand. But some people are upset about it. But I think I'm with you on this. I think they're pretty cool. I think, you know, a little change is always is always good. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to grade those. And as well as if we get time, because it's on the logo, we're going to talk a little bit. And we got to talk about hockey. We got to talk to the logo. They're also, you know, have a little playoff thing going on right now for one of the most coveted trophies in all of sports. So got to talk about it a little bit.
Sure.
All right. So, but right now, this is the point of the show where I hand it over to Hollow Point and let you know where to find us on the socials. So, Hollow Point, do you think?
Thanks a lot there, Hooli. Welcome back. And welcome back to our crowd for another week of the Truth Be Told Sports Podcast. Those who are looking for our podcast from last week and our this one that is about to drop tomorrow, which will be Tuesday your time. You look for wherever you listen to your podcast, whether it be Apple, Spotify, Google, wherever you listen to your podcast, hit us up. Truth Be Told Sports Podcast will be right there. All of our podcasts from the previous as well as our current are all there for you to listen to. We appreciate all you guys for listening to us up until this point. We're going to bring you more exciting content in the future. As far as our socials, we are on Facebook. We have our Facebook page, Truth Be Told Sports Podcast. We also have a group, Truth Be Told Sports. Hit them both up. We're both on there. Everybody's active on there. So you want us, hit us up. Messages on there. We respond within 24. We're also on X, formerly known as Twitter. We're also on Instagram. We're also on YouTube, where you can like and subscribe, hit that notification button, share with your friends. And our videos are going to start back popping up there. And we're also on the TikTok. So check us out for our little video shorts, our reels, and our commentary on videos and everything else on the TikTok. But for now, as long as it's up, we'll be there. So,
I don't know if it's going to go away or not.
Yeah, whether it does or it doesn't, we'll be there. So, hit us up all over the place. And as soon as our...
Now, screw that, man. If I had to create a VPN to stay on TikTok, don't worry about it. Hey, there's ways around this because we need worldwide, you know, listeners.
We need it. Yeah.
We need you guys.
So, hit us up from everywhere, man. Once our website is back up and running, I know our fearless leader hadn't gotten a chance to iron out the details of that yet, but it will be, and it'll be www.truthbetoldsportspodcast.com. Back to you.
Appreciate you, bro. I'm working on it, bro. I'm working on it. It's coming back, bro. I promise.
I know it is.
Hey, White Mike.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Gotcha. All right. Without any further ado, Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, I'd like to welcome you back to another episode of the White Mike Trivia Show. You know that trivia show within a podcast with White Mike as King Hooley, Hollow Point, and Horace Jr. Sometimes when Horace is not here, obviously, but he's going to ask King Hooley and Hollow Point questions about sports. They get it right, they get a point. They don't, White Mike gets the bragging rights. I don't know how that works, but anyway. Without any further ado, here's your host, White Mike.
All right. Well, so we've got some. We're going to be a little all over the place, and at the end, I'm going to give you one little interesting fact.
Okay, sounds good.
Just because there's no way to question it and be even close. So, all right, but we're going to start with. All big four sports. How many big four teams nickname whatever, you know, Braves, Yankees, Orioles, whatever, end in a vowel?
A vowel?
End in a vowel?
End in a vowel.
Mascots that end in a vowel.
Oh, I'm going to say one. One. Final answer.
You got through all of that and you, just like that, and you was like, one, man.
Aren't that, they're,
all
they're,
four they're sports.
Many. Yeah, all four they're sports. They're not that many. But you can eliminate majority of them because they have S.
Right.
There's only a few that don't have a
I'm going to press you right it, and I'm going to say two. Because I hate you.
Why?
You're okay. So fast with that answer. I'm just like, I'm like the AL East baseball. My brain.
It's not that many. It's not that many. It's not that many.
It's one.
Thank you.
And care to guess?
Colorado Avalanche.
That is also correct.
Man. It's only one.
That was good. That was quick.
He was waiting for that. Did you give him that answer already? I
did not.
He didn't the answer. That's great.
Did not. That's
he was Toronto right Huskies. On. That's what I'm saying. I know thing, this. Man.
Understand. Understand. I've stayed away from Time Machine, yeah, but if he keeps it up.
This is what happened last time.
Oh, see, this is what happened, right?
You gotta like, play it close.
Why me? Why me? How come I just can't get it right? When Hollow Point gets it right, it's no big deal.
No, you answered
because Hollow Point analyzes. He didn't spit it out in 3 seconds.
We have a fucking. It's not my fault. I know it.
you gotta play it close, man. Don't you watch wrestling? You gotta show it first. You gotta. I
barely finished the question, and he's like, one. Like, all confident.
Let me see the
one.
Answer. It is, I think it is one.
Yeah,
yeah. All right. It's one.
So now we're going to move on to a little college and NFL.
Okay.
How many Power 5 teams did not have a player drafted in the 2024 NFL draft?
Ooh.
How many didn't?
Yeah.
Of the Power 5? God bless. Let's see. Colorado didn't.
How many? I'm going to say eight.
I would say eight. Get off. That's a good number. I was about to say
eight. Eight sounds like a good number.
Ten's good. Ten works.
Yeah. Because I keep thinking of like, I know Colorado's one, like Rutgers is one.
Yeah.
I think Syracuse is another. Yeah.
I'm going to say 10.
Vanderbilt probably is on there, but like I'm pretty sure there's other schools like that. So I'm going to say eight.
Oh, the answer is 10.
One time. Damn. Let's go.
I'm a good guess.
That also, there's. There's some varying to that. If you Google, some say 12, but it's counting SMU and someone else who has went into a Power 5. SMU. SMU in college.
Who are they
They'll be in the ACC at the start of the 2024 season.
Will be current up.
Yeah. So that it's varying, but 10 is what I'm going with because it's based off of who was here.
Aha! Good job. What other schools, you know?
Colorado was one of them. Arizona State, Colorado, Nebraska, Georgia Tech, Indiana, Northwestern, Syracuse. And then let me bring up the rest of them. So, but there was – Baylor was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, Georgia Tech. Did I say Georgia Tech?
Yeah.
The other pitcher. Northwestern, Oklahoma State.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. That's cool. So it's 10. And then 12 depending on who you ask.
Yeah, depending on if you're willing to count schools that
– but nah.
Because they weren't already in that conference.
They weren't in that conference. So.
That's what I'm going with. So,
good try, SMU.
All right. Now, the last one will be NFL.
All right.
Name the only NFL team without a receiver to have 100 catches in a season.
The only NFL team
to not have a receiver have 100 catches in a season.
Oh, man.
And in this, tight ends count as receivers.
As a receiver. Okay.
Because they're a pass catcher. That's how it should read. But
only team to not have 100 catches?
100. To have one receiver with or pass catcher with 100 receptions in a season.
Man. Damn. You know what? I'm going to go with my first gut. First thought was Jacksonville. So I'm going to go Jacksonville. Probably.
Can I ask that question again? So I'm kind of confused.
Name the only NFL team to not have a receiver / tight end with 100 receptions in a season.
At all or last season?
At all.
That's tough. I'm going to go with Patriots.
All right. The Cleveland Browns.
Nice.
Of course. But
wait a minute. What did Amari Cooper have? Like? He didn't have 100 after this one. Never mind.
They never had a quarterback.
It's
complete sense.
Soon as I said it, I just stopped.
Yeah. Complete sense.
You're on quarterback number 7 at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So here's my little quarterback fact
that has 100 completions a season.
Before they came to Cleveland, they did. but here's my little
funny.
I just heard.
Fact. The most career MLB career plate appearances without being hit by a pitch is 3,664. This person also was not hit by a pitch in 257 postseason plate appearances either. Mark Lemke. He is the record holder.
Lemke.
Wow. That lucky son of a bitch.
But that was
5'4", so it's
I've been trying for 3 weeks how to figure out how to pose this as a question, and there was just no way for me to even get y'all close. There's been too many baseball players.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's dope, man. Appreciate it.
In his whole career, he never got hit by a pitch.
It doesn't say. It says through 11 years career, 3,644 plate appearances. So
that's amazing.
Well, I can't say he never got hit, but I'm just saying for 3,664 of those, he did not.
That's dope. Hey, shout out to Mark Lemke, wherever you are, you lucky bastard. You guys ready to get in the show?
Let's do it.
All right. As I said earlier, the NBA playoffs have started the second round. We've already had a game yesterday with Minnesota Timberwolves beating the Denver Nuggets in their first first game of that series. Right now, the Knicks and the Pacers are playing, with the Pacers being up right now. Are the Patriots, is it locked? Okay. Mm-hmm. I gotta check the score. You're right.
66.
What are your thoughts about this series right now, the Knicks and the Pacers? Give me what you think is going to happen, and I guess your prediction in games.
I think it's going to be a knockdown dragout, man. I think it's a classic opposite style. You have a team that's a up tempo style team, you know, a transition offense type team versus a tough defensive minded half court, you know, one guy run everything style offense. So it's going to be, you know, rubber meeting the road, man. It's a clash of the mini Titans, I like to call it, because the Pacers if you let them, they can blow you out the gym. But if you slow them down, you know, you keep them to a half court, you got a chance. Pacers don't focus on defense, whereas the Knicks are a defensive minded team and they get after it on the rebounds and they play solid defense. So it's a total clash of styles.
Mm.
This is going to be a tough one.
White Mike, what you think?
Yeah. I mean, I agree. They're both kind of fun. They're both interesting. I like the Knicks. They're kind of I said it earlier in previous episodes, but they're kind of a blue collar team. And that's crazy to say mm-hmm. about a New York team, mm-hmm. but they're scrappy. They fight till the end. They're going to give you everything they got. They can take the punches that come with it and they come back from it.
Right.
The Pacers are a little more high strung, a little more fast paced, a little more feisty, but I don't know what they can do when it gets too much adversity. They were able to deal with the Bucks. The Bucks didn't fight once Dame was out and everything. The Bucks didn't really fight back. The Knicks are going to fight you to the end.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the Knicks taking it in six, maybe seven.
Six, maybe seven. Okay. I think I like this, like even like for the historical parts, because there's been so many legendary series featuring the Pacers and the Knicks over the years, like especially with us growing up, watching Reggie Miller battle it out, get those 9 points, and you know how many ever points he scored in that short a point of time,
18 seconds.
Spike Lee, you know what I'm saying, that whole thing. So it's pretty, you know, I'm expecting this series to live up to that bill. You know what I'm saying? To add something add another chapter to this legendary saga that we have between the Knicks and the Pacers. Bringing in some, you know, fresh faces, fresh players. Tyrese Haliburton for the Pacers is obviously a dog. You can't count that kid out. He lights up the floor every time he touches it. And then on the flip side, you got Jalen Brunson, who's been beasting. Was a joy to watch.
He's like Sunday morning, bro. He's gonna be there.
And I'm telling you, and then of course you have the New York Knicks fans, man. And we've said this so many times before. The NBA playoffs is so much better when the Knicks are in it. And
the Knicks are good.
And the Knicks are good. So like I expect this series to be a very tight one, tightly contested one. I'm gonna say Knicks in six. Because I got to give the home floor advantage to them. Matt, I mean, it's got to be crazy to be in the Garden right now. I know how the vibe in the city has to be really crazy too. So, mm-hmm. And that's going to feed into the Knicks, man. So I'm taking Knicks in six. Hollow Point, did you drop?
No, Knicks in six as well. Knicks in six as well. I think that arena in the playoff time, especially when the Knicks are good, is unlike mm-hmm. anything. In the pros, I think when they're the Knicks team organization has done their city a huge disservice mm-hmm. over the last years by not putting a competitive product out mm-hmm. there, because when it's rocking in there, mm-hmm. ain't nothing like it. I think Brunson is I don't want to say he's a glaring example of what New York basketball is all about, but he brings his hard hat, man. That the word was. He was too little to be the star of the team. He wasn't, you know, he wasn't big enough. All of the stuff that he wasn't. But here we are. He's averaging 30 plus points a game in the playoffs doing big things. So shout out to him. You know, like I said, Knicks and six.
Okay. The next one, they're already up 1-0. A lot of people, this guy's been the talk of the league this year. Obviously, it happened probably perhaps like the dunk of the year over John Collins. I'm talking about Ant-Man, Anthony Edwards.
Soul stealer.
Is he Michael Jordan's son or is he not? You know what I'm saying? We're going to see in this series against the Denver Nuggets, man. Mike, what are you looking forward to seeing this season? What do you think is going to happen? Go ahead and drop your prediction at the end.
Oh, man, I like Minnesota in this. I mean, we kind of touched on this a little bit last week. So this is pretty much where we thought it was heading. And I think it may have already been headed here last week's show. But Minnesota's fun. Anthony Edwards is obviously great. Cat, when he's healthy, they complement each other. Then you got Captain COVID over there. he's not terrible. Rudy Gobert has never been a terrible basketball player. I think he complements with those well. What I don't like is Denver has Jokic. I mean, he's gonna get his. Murray's hit and miss. I mean, he's pretty consistent. He can be consistent for a few games, and he can come in clutch when needed. But what happens in those middle games, if Jokic, you slow Jokic down, that's all they have to do. They have plenty of length to do that. They can guard the interior, Minnesota can, and slow that. You kind of, I hate to say, you kind of have to outlast Denver. Because Minnesota has plenty enough offensive ability to run away from them, but Denver's just not going to allow that to happen. So Minnesota just kind of has to outlast them through the first three quarters and then use their size and ability to pull away. I like Minnesota and, man, I'd love to say five, but I think it's going to go seven. Gotcha. I think this is going to be a battle.
I think you're about right on that, man. I would, as much as I would love to say five, I think it probably can go seven. Reason being, Jokic is, I don't know how this guy gets buckets. I don't even understand how his like sheer mechanics allows him to play basketball and to be that good. Because he's the most awkward player I've ever seen in my life.
He has old man game, man. He knows his angle. Yeah. He has a height advantage over most, or a reach advantage. And he doesn't have to leave the ground much. And he also takes up a lot of space his body wise. So he creates his space and he's taller. So like when he goes in, he got to boom, get you a little bit off. And that little space is all he needs.
It's all he needs.
A little baby hook. And it's just it's like clockwork.
Yeah. So it's just for him to be like as clumsy looking and as awkward as he looks, to be that good at basketball is crazy to me. But you can't sleep on Jamal Murray either, who had an amazing series against the Lakers. And no offense, hollow point, but like,
whatever, man. F that dude.
But he killed him. You know what I'm saying? I think he's like,
I knew it was coming.
He's having the greatest week of a light skinned Canadian can have right now, of any light skinned Canadian, because Drake right now is having a very bad week. But
he's battling Murray, back, though. He's battling back.
Yeah, I don't know. Who you think's winning that beef right now, Drake or Kendrick Lamar?
I don't know, man. I think it's a stalemate, to be honest with you.
I don't know.
Especially if Kendrick's lying.
We'll see.
Yeah.
The truth has to come out. But anyway, right. Yeah. That's beyond the fact. But me, Minnesota in seven. Changing the guard. Not really changing the guard, but how many can they win in a row? I guess we talked about that before. It's going to be one this year. I think Minnesota gets hollow point. What you think?
I'm going to be honest with you. Nothing would make me feel better than a Denver loss because of how they've been smacking my boys around. Watching Edwards' play is like watching baby Jordan, like for real. Like when he goes up, he's head and shoulders. And when he glides up, and he don't just go up, he glides up. And then you watch him go up and you're like, I'm too late. Crush. He dunks on your head.
Oh!
I'm too late.
Why did I jump?
Right. So that part has been a joy to watch. And I think he's finding himself within the offense. And I think him being able to work with Cat and with the other guys too, like Daniels and with the point guard, lefty veteran, Conley. Mm-hmm. I think that's been a big relationship too. And I think as a team, their team length on defense is what's bothering the Nuggets the most. Mm-hmm. And I think Jokic said, he wished he had two more of him because their length is a big problem. Mm-hmm. The X factor of the series is going to be Michael Porter Jr. Mm-hmm. I heard you guys both talk about Murray, and Murray is a good factor, you know. But Porter Jr., they're going to live and die off of what Porter Jr. is able to give them. Mm-hmm. And when I say able to give them, he's going to have to give them 25 to 30.
Okay.
Because they're going to be doubling Jokic, and they're going to be, on Murray, and he's not even 100%. So that's a whole other topic. But Porter Jr. is the only one out of all of them that can get his shot off no matter what.
Agreed.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's easier for him than it is for the other two. Jokic just happens to make tough shots. But like I said, as much as I want it to be Minnesota, I would say Minnesota in six, but heart of a champion, man. I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of hard.
I gotta say Denver in seven, man.
Denver in seven. All right, so
Denver in seven.
Two Minnesota in sevens and one Denver in seven. So we all agree there's a game seven. So it's gonna be
It's gonna be back and forth for sure.
All right, gotcha. All right. Next one on the agenda, the Boston Celtics and the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Let me go next after just right now. Jared Allen's not even playing, so that was their only advantage. Like they're going to get crushed. It's going to be one of those happy-to-be-there moments. You seen how emotional Mitchell was just to finally get out of the first round?
Yeah.
They're going to get crushed.
Man, that sucks for them. Sucking him. Boston is really good.
Boston's good. And even without Porzingis being there, and I think Tatum and Brown, I think Brown is taking his game to another level in terms of being able to finish around in traffic and being able to handle the ball with his left hand, which is he's never been able to do. I think the rate that they make three-pointers, and if they get and that output from their point guard White, they're hitting on all cylinders, man.
Okay,
it's hard. It's gonna be hard. I'm gonna sweep. It's gonna be a sweep.
See, Boston.
People want to say gentlemen sweep to make give respect to Cleveland. No,
sweep, regular ass sweep,
regular sweep. Four minutes. Get them out of there. Thank you.
All right, White Mike.
Sweep.
See,
you can end it. I mean, fandom, but Orlando took Cleveland to seven.
Orlando almost beat them.
Orlando was Cleveland. A couple years ago, Cleveland's a fairly new, young squad in the playoffs right now, trying to find their own identity.
Yeah.
Them getting there was cool. Them getting past that first round is a testament of like their progression and what they're supposed to do. So they're heading the right way. But unfortunately, they're getting out of here, man. You guys are being nice, and you guys are not being nice to saying Steve, but because I also say fuck Boston. I don't, and they're assholes. I don't think they're gonna get them a gentleman sweep. There's no gentleman in Boston whatsoever. So,
right,
four game sweep for Boston. They're gonna get these guys up out of there. But, hey, way to go, Cleveland! You built
good job, Cleveland. Good job, Cleveland.
No one thought you would be here after LeBron left.
Not this guy.
Definitely not me. But you know that's what happens when you make really good draft picks.
and some decent trades.
There you go. That is,
they got to keep Mitchell happy, man. I don't know if they need to build a new strip club or what, but they need to figure it out.
You said Mitchell, not James Harden.
No, no, Mitchell's ready to roll, man. He don't want to be there.
Speaking, Cleveland sucks. Speaking of draft picks, what happens when you build a team with draft picks? The Oklahoma City Thunder will be taking on the Dallas Mavericks in this one. This should be a good one. This should be a good one. I will open up. I will take. I'm gonna have to go with the Mavericks, man. Give me the Mavericks in six. I just think the Mavericks are with the experience that they have. You know, saying with Kyrie being there, obviously, you know, a champion, and then Oklahoma being the Thunder being so young. I just don't think. I think this is where they trip up. I think this is where they trip up. So I'm gonna take Dallas and I'm gonna get Dallas in six. Give me Dallas in six. I think Luka's gonna have a really good series in this one. Hollow point, you holding your head. Did I say something wrong?
No, you're good. I'm you know what? What's wrong with me is I'm gonna take this moment to give Kyrie his flowers, right?
Oh, like, shit. Hold on. Breaking news.
Right.
Hollow point. So,
like, he's grown up so much, like matured in a matter of like, his skills has always been there. He could always play, right? He can finish anywhere with any hand. He can shoot from anywhere. He makes clutch shots. But now he's becoming a leader. And I'm like, what is happening right now? He's like a really good player. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's a really good player. And I don't know what – I think he's made Luka better. You know what I mean? Like, because they've gotten – of course, having those two long dudes, Washington and I forget the other guy's name, those midseason trades helped him a lot.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I think they're the difference. But Kyrie is on another level right now. And I just want to, you know, kind of give him his flowers in a sense to where his maturation from what I used to know to who he is now is fantastic, man. And he's good to watch. He's fun to watch now on TV.
Yes.
Because he, you could tell he's kind of like he's free. You know what I mean? Like mentally, he doesn't let anything hold him down. You know, he doesn't react to everything. He's just like, he's good with himself to understand that he doesn't need to answer everything that someone says about him. You know, so I like that part because Luka is still immature and they need someone on that team that's not immature. And I think it's funny because Kyrie's the mature one now. You know what I mean? Like, that's where I'm at.
I'm laughing at him.
Yeah. So that is like, because Luka's
the king. You guys can't see White Mike right now, but he shook his head.
You know, you're in a team that you're relying on Kyrie to be your leader. And this is like, this is where we are. So I like Dallas, but I don't want to. The Thunder are young, but man, they got some talent. And they ain't the number one for no reason. So
I get you.
I'm gonna think it's gonna be a knockdown, and I wanna say Thunder in seven, but I'm gonna go with Dallas. Dallas in seven. Mavericks in seven.
All right.
It ain't gonna be what people think it is though. A lot of people sleeping on OKC, and I think OKC gonna show them first game what it's about.
I think that. I mean, I wouldn't doubt if they came out very strong in the first game, but to me, it's the inexperience, man. That's a very young team. I think that team is like as young as like they had. I saw like a meme where they was like younger than a certain college team.
Yeah.
So it's good, you know, to me their inexperience and their youth is going to get in the way with this.
I think playing a whole game is what, you know, four quarters. Is what's going to be the difference, and knowing how to react when it's not going your way, and how to grind out a game for all four quarters. I think that's going to be the tough part.
Okay,
that takes a certain level of experience that they don't have yet.
White Mike?
Yeah. I mean, the Thunder are fun. Mm-hmm. Young, energetic, kind of wide open, but conservative at the same time. I mean, but I have to agree with Hollow Point here. The fact that Kyrie's the mature one on that Denver team is is an odd thing to say.
Right? I can't believe it.
But, I mean, he's got some championship knowledge. He's learned from a lot of good players, several good coaches. So maybe he can lead this team past the Thunder. Maybe he can settle them down and get them to come on around. But I don't know. Like I said, I think the Thunder come out full force, try to establish some kind of dominance. I don't know how well it's going to work, but I like the Thunder in six.
Thunder in six. Okay. Well, I guess we'll see how our picks pan out over the next week and a half or so, and figure out what, you know, where the chips lay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we're gonna tread forward, man. We're gonna move forward. Major League Baseball, dude. We're about a month into the season. A lot of storylines popping up. A lot of people were like upset about the, you know, stuff like the pitch clock. We ain't gonna talk about that right now, but there's an injury correlation to people trying to collect to the pitch clock. You think that's a real thing or no?
No.
Just real quick. No.
Absolutely.
What about you, White Mike? You'll think
the people with the argument saying it is have some good arguments, but I don't know. I can't say yay or nay on it. I just there's arguments for both.
Right.
I think there's too much with it's going to sound crazy, but I think there's too much focus on preventing injury. Mm-hmm. I think preventing people from playing is preventing injury, is causing the injury. I think the more they throw, the more course their body get used to throwing, no matter the speed that they throw. Like, you don't need 10. What's 5 extra seconds? What's 10 extra seconds? If you're going to hurt yourself, hurting yourself is not going to be how fast you get up and throw from one pitch to the other. I just don't believe that. I hear what they're saying. I hear the argument. I just don't. I think that these guys now are being conditioned to be so specialized that they don't work enough between their sets, between the time that they pitch. You know what I mean? Like bullpen innings. Like, because, you know, it used to be like, I always look at like Bob Gibson, right? Mm-hmm. You try to go take Bob Gibson out off the mound when he got the ball. There's no way. He's throwing. Mm-hmm. If he's got to throw 200 pitches, he's throwing them. You know what I mean? Like, nowadays, if you throw past the sixth inning, it's a you know
it's a miracle.
It's a miracle. It's, you know, it's for a party for him. You know,
so I look at it like it's like an investment for these guys. They pay these guys a lot of money.
Yeah,
so it's like it's a huge protection in their investment. I can see where it could be possible, where it's plausible that the not enough rest time in between pitches can do some damage, but not to this extent. I don't think everybody's getting hurt. I mean, it's hard to say it's merely coincidental.
It's like low hanging fruit, man. It's easy.
But we could easily point to that and be like, hey, that's the reason.
I don't think that's it.
But I mean, some of these guys, it's not just the rest. It's, you know, this pitch clock sometimes throwing these guys out of their routines. I mean, some of these guys have been pinching for, I'll take Kershaw and Verlander. They've been in the league for years. They have a routine when they're on the mound. And yes, they've had some time to prepare for this pitch clock. And if they didn't prepare properly, that's on them. But you still have this thing where you have this routine. Now you're having to break it and get a new routine. And you're rushing yourself. I think that's what it comes down to, is sometimes the guys that are getting hurt seem to be maybe rushing themselves on some pitches. Which obviously, when you rush yourself, you take your motion out. You're not throwing.
Yeah.
Well, not so much timing, but the rotation of your arm, which is going to lead to injuries.
Honestly, man, I think you should, if like this is to the pitcher, and I'm not like, maybe this ain't the ideal way to do it, but like per pitch, if you feel like you're getting rushed and you're not ready to throw, don't throw. You don't lose the ball on a shot clock violation. You know what I mean? Like you take that ball and you just fucking reset for your next pitch. Mm-hmm. Like you don't want to, you know what I'm saying? Like it's.
Now, I will say this about the pitch clock. Had it been back in the early 2000s, late 90s, Nomar Garcia-Parra would strike out every at bat.
That's what I'm saying. Like, people adjust to the rule. It's not like the injuries are not about the rule change. It's like, for instance, just a random analogy. It's like, all right, like the Walmart, they're doing away with plastic bags, right? Mm-hmm. So now you can't use plastic bags. But guess what? Now people are bringing recycling bags. It's a different – people are adjusting.
I mean, I don't disagree.
It doesn't stop the show. Yeah. It's just a different way to do it. But it just you just have to figure out the rules and work your way around them.
I'm just saying it's low hanging fruit, but I do think they have some valid.
Yeah.
Valid points. All right. Who are you guys' top teams in the league right now? Like just after the month in, who are some of the teams that you have an eye on? Like, you know what? These guys are pretty good.
Yankees.
I mean, obviously, yeah. I don't want to leave
your goddamn right team out of it. We get it, okay?
leave your I mean, team I had to get it in there, but I had to get it in there.
And that's the second place Yankees since we're talking. All right.
Hey, he said, "Who do you like?"
Say you're right.
Who do you think looks good? Although our pitching staff is a little sketchy at best.
I'm not gonna lie, man. Watching the Twins play ball this year is pretty exciting to watch.
Right.
Saturdays is cool. The cool thing on Saturdays, I think, when you're not watching the UFL, they're gonna start be watching. Baseball does a good job of presenting. Mm-hmm. They're baseball on the weekends, so it's mm-hmm. good to watch those teams that you don't normally watch that aren't in your region. Of course, I see my O's all the time, but watching teams I was able to watch O's,
huh?
Absolutely.
they're in first place. You need a bandwagon sign.
Absolutely.
I don't think. Yeah,
I've been riding with O's a long time now.
Okay,
I've declared that.
Okay.
Anyway, Cubs are my team, but you know what I'm saying. Anyway,
can they be your again?
All right, whatever. The team.
Let us know in the chat. Can the O's be hollow points? Because
they're not. But I root for them. I'll say that.
Okay.
Anyway, the Twins and of course the Dodgers.
The Dodgers. Yeah.
The Dodgers. As much as you want Ohtani not to be good, he's just better. He's better
than everybody. Dude, he's some bounds. Every time I turn on the TV, this dude's hitting home runs. So
he hit one last night that didn't land. That still hasn't landed yet.
There it is, coming through my window.
It's going. Oh God. Well, there's NASA. Huh?
Another Ohtani ball.
Yeah. Okay. I looked at his splits, man. He's rocking like a 364. With a 470 on base, got like a 700 slugging.
All this dude does is baseball. And I swear, if you listen to us, like we talk about Shohei Ohtani, you know, a lot on the show because, you know, the three of us are very big baseball fans and we can admire greatness. This is the second coming of Babe Ruth. And if you don't believe me, you need to turn your TV set on.
I'm telling you,
especially next year when he's pitching again.
1.1 OPS. I'm like, this dude.
Video game numbers.
He's a created player.
He's a created player. It's wild. It's wild.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So, it's wild. But
Do you know how you get talked about a lot on shows? Do what he's doing.
Do what he's doing.
Yeah.
Do good. A lot of people talking about it. But
I like the Cubs and the Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
The Rangers are still pretty fun. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they're the reigning World Series champs, but they're still a fun little team to watch. I mean, I'm not going to say they're going to repeat. I don't know. It's too early to tell, but they're fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where the Cubs came from. I mean, Belly's hit a few shots.
Mm-hmm. Is it okay to say we at this point? Is it good?
Yes, yes, you can say
we've that. Been here, mofo. We've been here.
Yeah, you've been in the Central Division.
All right.
Yeah. Right. Man, you said the Cubs and the Rangers, Hollow Point. You said the Orioles and who else?
Twins.
The Twins.
I actually said the Twins and the Dodgers.
The Phillies. Have you watched the Phillies play this season?
Of course I've watched.
Phillies have been really, really good this season. And the Guardians, dare I say.
Guardians too,
The Cleveland Guardians has been really well.
AL Central ain't no joke this year, man.
They're not. They were a joke before, but yeah. Now like, you got the Twins winning. You got the Royals that are playing pretty good ball.
Yeah.
The Tigers just took some.
Tigers are above 500.
Took a series from the Yankees recently. Yep. So like you got some stuff going on great in the AL Central that you have missing. Oh, the White Sox 100% still suck. The other thing great about the White Sox is probably what White Mike alluded to was their City Connect jerseys. What do you guys think about these City Connect jerseys now by Nike? I see it coming like when Nike came through. They've been doing it like for a few years now, like since 2021, I believe.
Yeah.
Some teams have done it. I think the only two teams that haven't done it yet have been the Yankees and the Athletics. Haven't put together a City Connect jersey, but some of these jerseys.
Athletics don't connect to a city, so it's hard for them.
Say what?
None of the cities want them.
They don't really connect. All right, but when they go to Vegas, they might have a pretty hard one over there.
I don't know.
Vegas wants them.
Yeah, do they?
All right. I think they're going to go to Vegas.
Yeah.
I think what I'm saying
the casinos Vegas. Want them.
Casinos for sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I think what the. What the City Connect jerseys do is they want to try to get the kids, the casuals. Mm-hmm. That's what they're going after. Like, you know, people are always talking about all the traditional, this, this, and that. Like, people don't care. Like, the money, you ain't where the money is spent. The money is spent with the little kids that see these jerseys and like, ooh, I'm going to get one. And then you have to buy it for them because that's what they want. That's what it's for, targeted for, is a younger generation of fans.
Who do you which one of the ones that have been released, the ones that you've seen?
Oh, I've seen of course the Orioles jersey for me. I mean, I'm biased, but whatever.
Okay. Right.
I just like the design, to be honest.
Right. Okay.
But I like them all, man. I think the Detroit one you showed earlier.
Yeah. Let's go through them. Matter of fact, let's go through them right now. We're gonna go through the City Connect jerseys and we're gonna grade them. The first one to pop up here would be the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah.
This rolled out today. I saw it pop up on my timeline today, so this might be a good one. What do you think about it? Detroit.
I give it a B. It reminds me of like they're trying to connect to some sort of soccer team that they're playing, you know, with the stripes, vertical stripes. But I like the colors. I like the colors. That kind of, if you're a Lions fan that don't watch baseball, you would rock it,
right?
You know,
kind of reminds me a little tire tread in the blue. It's kind of
you can see the City connection to that, right?
Yeah.
I give it a high C. Just high C. That hat is terrible.
Yeah, I said B minus for me.
Terrible on a hat, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Thumbs down on the hat.
Okay, you said B minus. What you said, a C? I'm gonna give it a C as well. They could have done better. I think those are tire tracks, or maybe even like the lane tracks markers on the, saying on it, but could have been better.
Yeah.
The next one would be the Tampa Bay Rays. What are you thinking about these?
I don't know if I want to hate it or not.
I want to hate it.
it's kind of got a little throwback feel with some of the colors.
They tried, and that's a swing and a miss for me.
Yeah, I'm gonna
D.
Yeah, D. I definitely agree. Now I like D. I like the ray on the helmet.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna give it an F, guys.
Yeah. Right. Right.
All right. Like, I get like the colors, man, but it's this gray for me. I have no clue what that has anything to do with anything.
With any of it.
Why? And then you put, I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah, they got some flames on there. Like, I don't
It's like they had a bunch of ideas and no one like made a decision on which way
to It's go. Like, hey, what did Miami do? Let's try to do something like what Miami would do, but because we're Tampa Bay, let's try to separate it a little bit.
Right.
I don't like it. I give it an F. Next one, the New York Metropolitans. What do you think?
It's a jersey.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely that.
Yep.
Definitely a jersey.
Are they trying to city connect with the Yankee fans or?
Yeah, I don't know what that. What were they going for on that? I don't know.
F.
C minus.
C minus. I'll give it a C.
F for trying to go black and gray like the Yankees.
I give it a C minus.
I don't like the hat either.
I think simple.
I think the hat has the Queensboro Bridge on it.
Right. Simple is good. I think the problem with Tampa is they tried to overkill whatever they were going for. I think the Mets try to go simple here, and I like simple, and they like the tributes and stuff. But
yeah,
it seems like incomplete almost. Like
this crap, I think they fell asleep watching. What's the name? Russell. What's the girl?
Naomi.
Watching Naomi wrestle.
I'm like a
But this one right here, man, I would give it. I'll give it a solid C.
Yeah.
I give it a solid C. I like
classic.
The classic, you know, saying the font, the classic NYC font,
right?
Is pretty.
The font's nice.
But other
that's why I want it.
Other than that, it's trash. It's
yeah.
So are they going to be? When are they planning on wearing these?
All right. Well, the Mets are wearing this year. I think they've already worn them this year, at least once. But I know they will wear them this year.
I was just wondering if maybe that was a Mother's Day. If they're going to bring them out on Mother's Day with the pink,
do me a favor,
pink on there.
Don't.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do it on Mother's Day.
Yeah, I don't do that.
All right, so we have Philly.
Gangster.
A plus.
A plus.
Yes,
I'm digging it.
And even the cat with the Liberty Bell on it, with the bell with the
ring,
it's pretty hard. So I'm going to give this 100% A.
See, I feel like they connected to the city and their current uniform with this.
Yeah. Mm. And then while we got on here, man, it's like the Twilight Zone, because the same way I feel about Kyrie – it's how I feel about Bryce Harper now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that dude embodies Philly right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he is that city in a nutshell, you know, because he plays hard, and whenever a clutch moment is there for him to get, he's going to go get it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and if he doesn't, he's going to give it everything he's got.
He tries. Yeah, he gives it up. I got to respect him, though.
All right. Pittsburgh there. The next door neighbors.
No.
I think they tried to like be cool with the
they tried to throw it back.
Yeah.
They tried to throw it back. They should have just threw it away, man.
Tried to throw it back. They just threw it away.
God. Yeah, they need to try again next year.
Terrible.
That yellow.
That's too much yellow.
Just a lot of yellow.
That's a lot of yellow. That's a lot of yellow. That's way too much. I think of that the old army, a yellow bird.
The yellow bill.
I think about that one. Here's your hollow point.
Yes, sir. A plus.
A plus. I'll give it a B. I'll give it a solid B. I don't know what's going on with the cross colors theme on the sleeves.
And under the bill of the cap.
Yeah, I have no clue what that connects with the city, but I don't know. I'll give it a B.
I'm solid B on it. I like it. I can.
All right. The Cincinnati Reds.
A.
These are kind of hard.
It's tough. It's kind of tough. We'll give it A minus.
I think they embodied their city, and I think they embodied their. They brought in some of their own current uniform in there.
That's tough. Mm.
I like it.
A lot. That's tough. Yeah.
All right. Seattle.
Not bad. They tried to throw it back.
You know what the Seattle reminds me of on the jersey? It kind of reminds me of like the old Supersonics font. a little bit.
I can see that. I can see that a little bit. I can see that a little bit. You know, squint your eyes.
Seattle on the jersey? Is that my
eye? Yeah, it says Seattle.
Okay.
It's all lowercase. Yes.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And give it a C. Give me a C.
Yeah, I'll get a C. They tried.
I'll say C minus, man.
Yeah.
They tried on that, but
it had to be
C minus, dude. Next one will be the Texas Rangers. And I'm going to go ahead and want to say a fucking F minus. These jerseys are trash, dude. I'm sorry. I don't know why I don't like
it. Is it the font? Is it the
font? It's got to be the font for it.
I think it's the font, man.
I don't think the font's necessarily terrible. I just don't think it looks good on.
Is that supposed to be a TR? What is that?
That's a TX, Texas.
For Texas. Okay. Ooh.
At least I hope that's what it is. That's what I'm guessing.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
I like the number font. I like the way they did the number, but I don't know what color that jersey is. Is it like a cream?
It's so funny in my brain.
Off white.
Like, in my brain, I was like, man, maybe they should come with like what a white version of the City Connect stuff. And then I see this, and I'm like, nah.
Not. All right. Here's what I don't think they tried too hard on. The Braves.
Yeah.
It's clearly
you can't just recreate a jersey. This we've seen this already.
The only thing they didn't is they did difference. They enlarged it with whatever's on the sleeve.
Yeah,
and then they put D in front of A because Atlanta's like the A. So F. Nah,
not creative at all.
F minus.
I can live with the hat. But yeah,
if you're trying to recreate a hat just to sell a hat, that's fine. But don't try to pass this jersey off me as new.
Yeah, like come on. All right, this one, the San Diego Padres.
City Connect guys. They're connecting to the city. That's an F. I hate absolutely garbage. If I was a San Diego player, I would not want to wear this.
I'm like, if they brought this to me, you know, as a San Diego player, and I walked in, I swear I thought I got traded to Miami.
Right. Or
Mexico. This is
Mexico. More Miami. Either way. This is a minor league jersey, bro.
Yeah, it sucks.
That's the minor league.
It sucks. F.
Like,
trash.
If you have this jersey on, you better win. That's all I'm saying. That's because I'm already thinking less of you right at the gate. Right out of the gate, I'm thinking less of you. So.
All right, the next one, the Brew Crew.
I like the Brew Crew thing, but I don't like this uniform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they could have done a better job with this.
Yeah,
this
I don't like the font of it. That looks like a weekend softball jersey.
Right. This looks like the Bad News Bears jersey. The Bad News Bears jersey when they first came out. This is what this looks like.
It should have Chico's bail bonds on the
back. Right. This is bail bonds on the back. Exactly. Oh,
it sucks.
You better.
What would you give it? What do you give it?
I gotta give it a D, man.
D? Okay, like Mike.
Yeah, I'm going D just because I like the name.
Unless
they put the Bill Bosman sponsor on the back, they don't get it.
Hey, Brew Crew is dope. I like that. I think they swang and missed.
Yeah.
On the design, man. It could have been a lot better. I don't even know what's in Milwaukee other than like the Jeffrey Donald shit, but
they missed.
Do something better, bro.
Yeah.
Do something better. All right. Next ones will be the Los Angeles Angels. His old boy Mike Trout.
They just keep losing. All they do is lose.
This is Mike Trout hurt again.
Yeah, exactly. Pictured here right before he tore his meniscus.
I see now why he's fucking injured. Now you would not put this bullshit on. What is this?
Hey, like, hey, let's go outside. Let's go out to the beach and you wear your cleats.
Yeah. Yeah, no, pass. I'll give it a C minus because it doesn't look as terrible as the Brew Crew fucking jersey. So I'll say that.
Yeah, I'll give you a C. I like the diamond with the number.
Yeah.
They didn't really give it, looks like they just put a white background on their regular hat.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's pretty much what they did. Yeah. I would have to give it, you know what? I give it a B, well, a C plus. I give it a C plus.
Okay.
I like the Fonzies with the angels on the back, and I like the diamond with the number in the front.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. Ooh. This horrible thing. The Colorado Rockies.
Hey, dude, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm gonna ask my old softball brain. This ain't bad. I'm going to give it a B, but I got to have a drink before I take it a bath. That's the only way I'm wearing it. Only way. This has got to be for a softball team. This is how we would rock that shit.
Oh, yeah. Green pants, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, it looks like he's this is some type of lawn care service.
Right.
Is this an actual player or is this a paid actor?
Oh, no, that's not true. That's an actual player. That's hilarious.
I'm going to give it a, man. Man, this is terrible. C minus.
D.
I got to give it C minus. Next one. Yeah. Kansas City Royals.
Okay.
I give this a B. I can live with this.
I like it.
It's cool, man. I'll give it a B.
B works.
They didn't go outside of their scope. Like, Colorado went completely outside of their scope.
Colorado was like, you know what?
They put the mountains and that's it.
Hey, man.
Colorado's like, what if a Coors Light can was green? This would be our jersey.
Look, they played in them this year, and I had to do a double take because I thought it was like the Colorado State team that wears something green like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, that's the pros.
I saw you, man. They look like they came straight off a softball tournament circuit.
All right. We've seen these a couple times already. And there's the Houston trash shows of the Astros. The Houston assholes.
I don't hate it. I give it a B.
I would give it a B. It's a solid uniform. I like the jersey number on the hip right there. The hat's pretty dope too.
Space City, it connects to the city.
I wish I would have used somebody other than Jose Altuve because this low key looks like a pajama ad.
Dude, I thought it made him look even shorter.
it looks like a pajama ad. I'm sorry.
Well, I like it. I'm gonna give it a B. I like the coordination. Mm-hmm. I like the orange, how they got it set up. Almost a throwback to the old school Astro
outfit
a little bit. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I like that part.
They connected to, they did everything right here as far as they connected to their city. They kind of connected to the old uniforms. They kept their team kind of colors.
It's a perfect time because they're going to suck this year. So
I wish I hated this. I wish it was an F. So I would say when you were saying they connected to the city and they connected to like the space program, I'd be like, because a perfect joke would be like, they connected to the trash can. But because it's both trash and then, you know, those, but whatever. But I like it, man. I like the uniform, man. Like I said, I just wish I would pick the better player to mount those for us. The next one, and I think these uniforms were out of the park, man. I like were the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Dodgers. I take that back.
The jersey?
That's the jersey.
What did they do?
They just added Lois to the front.
And to the hat.
And to the hat.
And change the font a little bit, maybe. But
yeah. Well, no, the font's the same.
Font's the same.
Font's the same.
Oh, Lois. Okay.
Los Dodgers. They're connecting to the
okay, the Lois.
Yeah, the connect is there.
Get this out of here, man.
Fired. F.
Fired. Because there's a Y in Dodgers.
Yeah. Dodgers. We said it for you.
You got to put it on there. You got
to
put, yeah.
You so have to put the Dodgers. The J.
At least they have a good background.
Yeah. Background's cool. Like, that mural's pretty dope, but.
D-O-J-E-R-S. It's right there. Dodgers.
No, it's with the Y. D-O-Y.
Either way.
All right. These ones, I think, were pretty tough when I first seen them.
I like them.
I like the because like the fog kind of like into it and plays mm-hmm. into it a little bit. I like that, and then you have to go to get bridge on the sleeves and stuff. So
no, you mentioned something about a pajama jammy jam. I feel like the Giants were first place in that in that pajama jammy jam. I feel like they're gonna take it. You know, I'm not gonna lie. He looks comfortable as hell in there, and he's only thing he's missing is like a sleeping hat.
I give it an A.
Giants hat with a sleeping hat.
Right.
I give it an A. Dual purpose. Play the game.
You're right. That's what I'm saying.
Play the game. We'll take a nap.
I like it.
These are great during double headers.
Yeah. Yeah. In between double headers.
I like the G on there. I can rock it. I'm good with it.
A. Simple.
Yeah. A. I'll give it an A. Solid.
I think the key is not to have a color that's overbearing. Mm-hmm. And not to have a design that's like right in your face, like the Tampa thing gives me like
nightmares,
epilepsy.
F, get rid of this.
The serpentes
for serpents,
for serpents,
or diamondbacks.
Trash, terrible.
Yeah, this is bad.
I think Great Britain's World Series uniforms probably.
Oh, wow. Nah.
Markers on the back of
their. I was say, Great Britain got that shit off Timu.
That block letters, Great
Britain. Here's the Cubs. The Cubs Wrigleyville jersey.
A+.
I would give this a solid A-.
Yeah.
Solid. Too much.
Yeah.
That's how you do
way
it.
Too much,
simple.
Way too much blue. Too much blue for me, but yeah.
It's cool for me.
I'd like to see Wrigleyville in a little different font. That's just kind of boring.
Mm-hmm.
I think a different font might would have set it off a little bit, but I give it an A-.
Okay.
But it definitely connected.
No notes.
definitely connected to the city, for sure. Yeah. For sure. For sure. Here you go.
This is probably the
Tim Madison nicest. Right before he was knocked out.
Right before he was knocked out. Hey, unball your hands, dude.
Yeah.
I seen you fight. Okay.
And people from the South Side probably don't want you wearing this shit across your chest.
No, straight up. That's matter of fact, give me that chain.
Give me that chain. Give that back.
Jersey's nice, though.
I like the hat that says the Shy on it, so I think that's pretty cool.
I'll give it an A.
It definitely connects to the city.
Yep. Yeah.
When you say Southside, pretty much everybody thinks Chicago.
Yeah.
Hey, it also connects. What's his name's right hook also connected on his chin.
Absolutely, dude.
Yeah, dude.
They had to give him something back here. They had to get him a little.
Jesus.
Here's Miami. just what you
sadly, this is better than San Diego.
Yes. This is exactly. Because I think.
I
think San Diego's came out first and Miami's was like, we were going to do that. But yeah. I'm glad they did it first.
Right. And I think this is like their backup. Right. Yeah. This is like we're not going to do too much, but this is not the reason. So I'm going to give them, I'll give them a C- because like you could tell they're doing too much in this because we know this is not in their makeup. We know they like flash and they like to be out there. This is too basic.
Right.
Too basic for them.
Yeah.
I like what it is, but it's not Miami.
It's cool. Like for me, it's cool because like I see them trying to move a little bit past the Vice City.
Maybe
Miami, but they're trying to keep. You know, he's kind of keeping it a little bit. I like the red in it. It kind of just it changes it up a lot, man. So,
I
would give this. I would give this jersey a B, a solid B.
Yeah, a B.
B's good.
I could go C, just because the hat is god awful. The hat to me, it's an integral part of the uniform.
Right. Right. But I think
but the jersey, I could wear one of them. I could rock one of those.
I think the jersey. No hat though. All right, and the last one, the Boston Red Sox. Oh shit.
Is that Alex Verdugo?
Fuck. Hold on. I'm using the wrong one. Here we go. There we go. The Boston Red Sox.
F.
Fucking F. Mm-hmm. I don't get, I mean, maybe I'm not sure like if the city has colors and this is what the city's colors are. Mm-hmm. I think it would be weird. I think to me, because of the Irish, the heavily Irish influence in Boston, they probably should have went with like with a green jersey. Mm-hmm. If you're going to connect, but maybe, I don't know, maybe these are the city's colors. You know, some cities have colors like that.
Whatever. Does that have anything? I mean, if it has something to do with the Boston Marathon, maybe.
Is this the color of the Boston Marathon? See, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. And this is why everyone always goes back to this and says, fuck Boston, because you guys just do shit that makes no fucking sense.
That font is
atrocious.
That's
the dumbest font ever. I don't care. You know what?
I would trash these and just...
This is why people say that. This is why people say that. Anyway...
That's terrible.
Yo, Hollow Point. I hope they're wearing these when you go. Just because I want you to tell us how bad they look in person.
I will.
Yeah,
I
they're
will.
Terrible. They're terrible. All right, we got a couple minutes before we get out of here, man. The NHL playoffs are also happening because it's on the logo. We got to talk a little bit about it. I'm gonna give the series and let you know who's in the series. You guys can take your educated guesses about who's gonna win the series again in what games. We're gonna go really quick, okay? The first one will be the Carolina Hurricanes and the New York Rangers. So the Rangers, like I said, are already up 1-0 on this one. Who are you taking?
Give me the Hurricanes in 7.
Okay, Mike's a hater. Oliver, who are you taking?
Give me Rangers in 6.
Rangers in 6. I'm gonna take the Rangers in 5, man. I'm telling you guys, they're really good this year. They're really, really good.
Absolutely
really good this year. You got the Boston Bruins and the Florida Panthers.
Talk about really good. Florida Panthers are good this year. So give me Florida in 6.
Florida in 6. Wait, Mike.
I like that. Boston's normally a pretty good hockey team though, but yeah, Florida's been playing really good this year. I like Florida in 6, I'll say.
All right. The Colorado Avalanche, and here's the because I was typing this out, and when you asked that question earlier, I remembered I typed out Avalanche, and you said it was only vowels. So that's how I knew. Anyway, the Colorado Avalanche and the Dallas Stars are locked up in a series. Who you guys taking?
Dallas did pull the upset over the Vegas in the first round, at game 7, but I don't think they'll do it with the Avalanche. So give me the Avalanche in 6.
Avalanche in 6. Wait, Mike.
Upset.
Upset? You taking the Stars?
No. Dude, looking at the record, the Stars have a better record.
They do.
The Stars have more points. And you're talking about an upset over the Knights, this and that. It's not going to be an upset over the Avalanche. The Stars are going to win it in 5.
Nope.
Stars in 5. All right. I'm going to say Stars in 6, man, because Colorado's still good. They're the defending champions for a reason. They can't. I don't think they'll be out of this. But I'll give you the Stars. I think the Stars have a chance. Have a better chance. The Edmonton Oilers or the Vancouver Canucks?
I can safely say I have no idea who's going to win this. Vancouver sounds cool, so we're going to go Vancouver. I don't know any of the team who's on it. Nothing. I don't. And I really want to try to pump fake like I know, but I'm just going to say Vancouver in 7.
Vancouver in 7. White Mike, that's funny.
I'm just being honest.
I get you.
Yeah.
I get you.
I mean... Yeah, I'm going Canucks in 7. I kind of decided. I scrolled through here and was kind of looking. It looks like the Canucks are just the better team overall.
Okay. We talked about upside. Let me pick the Oilers in the upside of this one. I'll take the Oilers in 7.
Nice.
I'll take the Oilers in 7. All right. Getting down to that part of the show where we are. Wrapping it up here, and we like to do our honorable mentions. So, Hollow Point, who is your honorable mention this week?
I want to give my honorable mention to the WWE PLE Backlash.
Oh, my God.
PLE stands for Premium Live Event. It used to be the old pay-per-views. But Backlash, it was out of France. And if you've never heard WWE live overseas, I suggest you watch, because that was a fantastic pay-per-view. And the crowd was a white hot from beginning to end. Cody Rhodes, the Bloodline opened the show against Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. And then Cody Rhodes against AJ Styles closed the show. It was good all the way up and down, to include Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair becoming the new WWE women's tag team champions. So shout out to them. But
you think they're obviously leading up to like some type of storyline between Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair?
Of course they are. But they're trying to hide Jade Cargill until she's ready to actually put on a one-on-one against Bianca.
Real quick, before White Mike is now, I want to let you know, it looks like the Knicks are going to close out this game against the Pacers. Jalen Brunson currently right now has shot his second free throw, and it's a 4-point game with 10.7 seconds left. So it's kind of safe to say
ball game.
That this is the ball game, but we will see. Yeah, this game is over. All right, White Mike, who you got?
My honorable mention is going to be to Victor Wembanyama. The guy from Wembanyama.
Wembanyama, buddy.
Wembanyama, the guy from France. I'm winning Rookie of the Year. Nah, I didn't know how to say his name. I just like messing with you guys. Wembanyama from from the San Antonio Spurs. He took home Rookie of the Year. Mm-hmm. And so many people, myself included, doubted him when he came in because he's over seven foot tall, but he's a rather skinny guy.
Yeah. Very skinny guy.
But he did
he caught fire, excellent. Man.
Yeah, he did excellent, and he did a great job of getting his team to believe and obviously putting on a show to win Rookie of the Year. So congratulations to him.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. I had a couple, and I was trying to pick which one I wanted to do, so I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna do both. The first one will be the WNBA. The preseason kicked off. You saw a lot of these girls who just finished March Madness, went through the draft, and now like getting set to start their careers in the league. A lot of action happened, you know, from Caitlin Clark crossing up somebody and making them fall down to Cameron Brink doing the thing. I think it's going to be a lot of influx of brand new talent, fresh talent going into the league. And I'm looking forward to see what happens here. I think we're about to see the talent disparity, how big it is in the league with this new talent coming in. And there's more talent coming in the league behind it. So I just think this league is going to get better. All we have to do is continue to support it. And
I just hope the media doesn't fuck it up.
Yeah, I don't want the media
or the marketing team to fuck it up,
because you know they will. You know they
have so many ladies in there that are marketable, that are fun to watch, the personalities that they have, and all of that stuff. Especially with the social media, they need to use these social media platforms that these ladies have and turn it into WNBA and make money. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah. Well, some of the good thing about it, you can see now, I wouldn't look at Sparks tickets when the Indiana Fever comes in with Caitlin Clark coming in. Those tickets are sold out.
Same with the Mystics.
In fact, they moved theirs to a bigger arena.
Yep.
And it's sold out. So, like, this is like, I think we're on the cusp of something great here. We just need people to get out of that mind frame. Oh, if you lower the rim, then they can dunk. Then maybe we can get behind it. Yeah, but get off of that mentality, man, and support these girls. Because I mean, it's not just the girls that are the women that are in it right now, but we have women aspiring to be basketball players coming up. Some of our daughters and our daughters and the daughters of our daughters are coming into this league. So let's go ahead and support that right now. So when they get there, they be able to, you know, hopefully the pay can catch up, you know, so the support with support become, you know, revenue with revenue become the pay. And then we can get them there. And then we won't be having these silly ass comments, silly ass questions or silly ass conversations. Right. My second one, Canelo Alvarez had a big fight over the weekend. I wouldn't say a big fight. He fought Jaime Muenga. I think that's how you pronounce his last name. Muenga came out very tough in the first three rounds, and that's kind of what you want to do in that sport. You know, if you're going up against somebody like as legendary as Canelo, but Canelo dropped him in the fourth round and ended up winning the fight by unanimous decision, setting up what could be Crawford, Canelo versus Crawford. Terrence Crawford, which will be a great fight. And if that
banger,
happens, I might have to pawn one of my kids to go see it. I'm going to go pawn. Yeah. I'm going to do something with my
kids. It's going to have to do something.
Yeah. You know that ticket's going to be crazy.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's what I had. Shout outs, fellas.
Once again, man, I want to give a shout out to everybody who's been listening to us. Mainly, I want to give a shout out to my big sis, Dr. Kiwana Brooks. She got her doctorate, one of a couple to come, as I'm hearing, this past weekend. A lifetime achievement, and we're very proud of her and the family. I just want to let her know that. I wanted to also give a quick shout out. I know we're going to have another show beforehand, but my son's graduating high school, and my niece is also graduating high school. It's graduation season in the Holloway Brooks family. So very, very proud.
I'm so proud of Jordan, bro. Yeah, I'm so proud of Jordan. And I need to message Kwan and let her know that I'm proud of her as well. That's
absolutely an amazing accomplishment. Yep. So very, very happy for her, and wish nothing but the best to them and to do their thing, man. Just so happy.
Okay. White Mike.
You know, once again, shout out to you and your family. Things went through, and shout out to you for glad to have you back.
Yeah, I'm about it. I'm
happy to be back. Very happy to be back.
yeah, and again, thank you to everyone for coming back, and congratulations to Hollow Point's sister. And
that's right. Doctor.
I'm sorry. Dr. Sister.
Dr. Brooks. Dr. Hollow
Point's sister, Dr. Brooks.
There you go.
you earned that title. You should have it said.
Absolutely.
wait again. My shout out is obvious, man. My shout out, if you don't know, man, I lost my father over a couple weeks ago. My dad, well, going back home, going back to Mobile was kind of cool. I was able to, you know, be around my sister and my brother. We haven't been around each other in a minute, just, you know, the three of us together, which is great. Shout out to them, man. I love you guys. I will be here to listen to you, to be here. You just be a big brother to both of you. Even though I'm the middle kid, I'm still like the big brother for both of you. But my dad, you know, this show, he was a very big fan of. And White Mike, you know, he was a fan of White Mike. So you're the second favorite person on this podcast, according to my dad. And it was cool because when I went back and hearing all these great stories about him, stories I'd never heard before, my Uncle Roy told a very funny one about how he courted my mom during the funeral, which was pretty funny. My uncle was like, "Hey, well, if you want to date my sister, you got to do this for me." And that whole thing was like pretty funny. But I did this show because of my passion for sports, and my passion for sports comes from my dad. As far as I can remember, sitting there watching football games with him and having talks with him over those years, the phone calls, of course, you know, Duke will lose. He'll call me, "What's up, Duke boy?" Mm. Or, you know, saying his Cowboys win, he'll call and brag about that. How about them Cowboys, man?
Had good taste in teams.
He really did it.
I'm gonna tell you,
he really did.
The one year you called him when one of his teams, I want to say it was a Cowboys, maybe it was a Cowboys. I want to say the Giants beat the Cowboys, and you called him, give him shit, and he said something like, "That's why you were adopted." And I was like, I was stall him out, senior, stall him
out. man, that was funny. The funniest, and this one, the last one with the because, you know, my dad was in the Navy, so, you know, Army Navy.
Oh, yeah, the Army Navy game, yeah. Maybe that's the one where it was. I don't remember.
Huge one. No, that one, he tried to call the conceit, and then the Navy scored a touchdown, and then he was like, "Oh, let me call you back." And then the game was over, and I tried to call him back to, you know, talk shit to him. Fucking guy didn't answer the phone.
He got busy in those few minutes.
Yeah, very
petty
dad, man. But man, you will be missed, dad. I love you so much. I wish there was like so many, you know, more conversations we can have. But I'm sure I'll see you again. So with that being said, for Hollow Point, for White Mike, for Horace Jr., who can't be with us this week, I am King Hooley. We are Truth Be Told Sports Podcast. Thanks for listening. Rest in peace, Pop. Right here. Peace.